Let's head back to the hotline and talk with the voice of the Razorbacks, one Chuck Barrett. Now, Chuck, I know you know Dizzy.
Well, only by reputation, I guess.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorback, joining us here on Overtime. And, Chuck, we're kind of into a couple different things, but one thing I want to get to first is the regional the Hogs made it to. It's the Charlottesville regional with Virginia, Bucknell, and Liberty, and they've got Liberty first, but before we get into that, the Hogs played quite well to wrap up the SEC tournament. They didn't win, but they played well.
You know, they're on a pretty decent little run right now. They won 9 of 12. They didn't have to play LSU. It might be even better. LSU's playing awfully well right now, and they were a little bit too much. But, you know, they closed the regular season 5-1, and that put them in a position to go to the tournament and really – you know, go from being a bubble team to being a 3 seed to now being a 2 seed, and you know they're playing their best baseball right now. I don't know how far that's going to take them. I mean, when you get to a regional, when you get to this point, you know, there's always a lot of things that happen that nobody foresees. But I think they're playing well right now, and I think they're anxious to get over there and see what happens.
Chuck, when I look at this team, I see that, you know, finally this pitching staff is getting some run support, or at least that they showed in the SEC tournament. Have they decided who they're going to pitch first in the regional?
They're going to go with Killian first.
Yeah.
They'll go with Killian and Oliver, and after that, they'll have to make some decisions. I'm not sure what Beeks' final status is going to be. I know Dave's probably going to address that at some point this week, but they'll go Killian and then Oliver, and see what happens after that.
Is it all double elimination now?
It is all double elimination, yes. Everything's double elimination, so be four teams, and those kind of scrap it out for a few days.
If you had to pick a player on this team, let's say offensively, who would you pick that needs to step up? And I know you got to get timely hitting, and you want everybody to get hits, but one or two players going forward in this region that is going to have to step up with the bat for us to have a chance to win?
Well, I think one of the guys that's got to keep doing what he's been doing is Clark Egan. I think one of the real keys to the way they're playing right now has been the fact that they've gotten their leadoff guy on. He's done everything you want a leadoff guy to do. And I think that's been a big, big part of their offense. He's got to continue to do that. When you look at the games when they've scored runs, they've generally gotten guys at the top of the order on. You know, one of the things, too, that I think's happened offensively, and I don't know that this is one guy that's a key, but I think it's a group of guys that are a key. You know, at the bottom of the order, you know, we went through a long period this season where that bottom third was just basically three automatic outs. I mean, if you had the bottom third coming up, it's probably going to be a three up, three down inning, and other teams were able to pitch around the middle of the order to get to the bottom. And, you know, you look at what's happened down there, their seasonal averages still aren't real hot, but you look at what's happened over the last month, and all those guys are hitting a pretty decent clip. And even when they're not getting base hits, they're not striking out, they're advancing runners, they're doing little things that you have to do that honestly weren't happening during the first half of the season. So, you know, I think those are areas. I don't know that they're necessarily individuals like you're saying, but I think those are areas in the lineup where they've been okay the last few weeks, and if they're going to have a chance over there, they're going to have to keep doing that.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks, joining us on Overtime. Chuck, I look at this Charlottesville regional, and you've got Virginia, Bucknell, and Liberty. A lot of teams that aren't really household names, but really when you look at Liberty, this is a good team that Arkansas has got in the first game. They beat Clemson earlier in the year. They're 41-16 on the year. They're a 3 seed, but really I think they might be a little bit better than a 3 seed.
Yeah, you know, they're a good team, and it's really funny. They're a 3 seed in this regional, but, you know, for those who paid attention, you know, as close as 3 weeks ago, people were talking about them maybe hosting a regional.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go from that to being a 3 seed. They've won 41 ball games, and they're, you know, that speaks for itself. They're 75 miles from their campus. It's where they're going to play. So they're on familiar turf, and I think this time of year that has something to do with things. And, you know, particularly when you're a team that's not been in it all that often, you know, you take a team that's kind of, you know, they don't have a lot of tradition, and you ship them out west, they're probably going to come home pretty quickly. But, you know, you put a team like that in more familiar surroundings, and I think they become more dangerous. You know, Virginia's good. What they've done speaks for itself. Liberty's good. I don't know a lot about Bucknell except their head coach is one of our former pitchers. You know, Scott Heather pitched here in the late 90s. He was a reliever, and he's their head coach now. So, you know, I know him. I don't know a lot about their team, but I know it's going to be a competitive regional.
Chuck, let me ask you about the status of Baxendale and Jake Wise. I know they've been battling injuries so far late in the season. What are they looking like for the regional?
Well, you know, Blake's really not done a lot since his hamstring was injured. And you know, based on what I think Dave said maybe yesterday, I don't think he expects him to do anything more than pinch hit. You know, Jake's questionable. He's got a hairline fracture, and you know, his hand was in a splint the entire time that, you know, they were at the SEC tournament. So I don't know that you necessarily go in and plan on having either one of those guys. It's hard to say on a Tuesday who's going to play on a Friday or who's going to play on a Sunday.
And, yeah.
So, you know, to say that they're definitely out, I think that might be premature, but you know, I think they were called questionable yesterday, and I think that's probably pretty accurate.
Chuck, we have live fan feedback from Hog Fan in South Arkansas. He wants to know about the injury updates. Egan Benintendi, I'm sure I'm saying his name wrong, Baxendale Wise, and Beeks, the injury updates on those five guys.
Well, Egan's fine, and I'm not sure he might have had someone confused with Egan. I know Benintendi and Wernis set out the last game that they played there. Benintendi had a little bit of quad, and Wernis had a stiff back. Neither one of those injuries is going to be anything that keeps them out of a ball game. It was purely a precautionary deal. It's not going to keep them out of the regional at all. You know, Wise and Baxendale, again, are questionable, and Beeks falls into that category, too. I think Dave said that, you know, what they're not certain of right now on Beeks is, number one, can he pitch? And number two, if he can, you know, how do you utilize him? He's not pitched in 3 weeks. He's thrown a little bit here and there. You know, I don't know that they can start him. They might. But I think they've got to decide whether or not, if he's available, and that's a big if, but if he's available, whether he starts or comes out of the bullpen.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks, joining us on Overtime. Chuck, I tell you, I was talking with Rick Schaefer, your partner on the broadcast, and really when you look at that SEC tournament, those last few games, really had some pitchers step up that hadn't pitched all year. You know, that's really going to help Arkansas as they go through this regional.
Well, if you're going to win a regional, going to have a game where somebody that you have not gotten much in the regular season, you know, you've not gotten much from that guy who comes through in a big way. You know, James Teague's a freshman that pitched well in one of the conference tournament ball games. It was his first SEC outing, and for 4 2/3 innings, he was certainly the best they had that day. And, you know, he was, you know, he kind of kept him in the ball game and gave him a chance to come back and, you know, win that game over Ole Miss. So, if you're going to win a regional, you're going to have a game where a guy that, you know, maybe he's been okay or that you've not gotten much from during the regular season, he comes in, pitches the best game he's pitched all year. And that's how it works. And one of those teams, even Virginia, you know, nobody goes 4 or 5 deep.
Yeah.
In terms of real quality starters. The team that wins that regional is going to have a pitcher that's normally a midweek guy or something. He's going to step up and pitch the game of the season for him.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks, joining us on Overtime. Chuck, hey, have fun at the regional, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.